How do you get a job at San Diego State University? I have a master's degree from that school and I went there. I just got rejected for like the lowest tier possible office assistant job.
Nearly one-fourth of job-seeking class of 2024 Harvard MBA grads can't find jobs after months of searching. What's going on here? We're talking about Harvard MBA grads, okay? We're not talking about some random state school. In fact, Harvard MBA grads, traditionally, the unemployment rate is like 2 to 3% because they're so elite. I'm not gonna lie, I wish I was a Harvard MBA grad, but maybe not anymore. Considering that 25% of them are basically unemployed after months of searching and now they're in six figures of debt doesn't really sound that appealing to me anymore. It's not just Harvard, even Wharton MBA grads are drowning in debt and many of them face unemployment. And that's kind of like the world and job market that we live in right now. The job market is so cooked. College degrees are worthless. It's really just an expensive piece of paper.
If you're currently unemployed, I'd love to know how long you've been searching for a job. I'm coming up on 11 months and I was in the field of tech HR. I'd love to know what industry you were in, or if you're underemployed, meaning you took a job that was like a pay cut or not really what you were looking for because the market really sucked. I'd love to hear, yeah, I'm underemployed and I am unable to find work. I think there's a lot of us out there and I don't really think the statistics that I'm seeing really reflect how hard it is out here for all of us. So sending you good vibes.
A realization I've had to come to terms with is that I went to school, worked full time, and got a full 4-year bachelor's degree, and it ain't do nothing for me. I feel like I just wasted my time. I feel like if you're not going to do anything like medical related or law or human resources.
Isn't it funny how school is perceived as the greatest fucking thing, right? Getting this degree and then you leave and the skills that you've learned there, unless you're a lawyer or a doctor or one of those, you know, professions that actually needs the degree, it's fucking useless. To Lindsay's point and even my own experience, I've learned more from a $9 Udemy course or from other creators, even on TikTok for free, than I fucking did in my schooling. So save your fucking money, don't get an MBA, and just learn. Learn on your own. If you can't fucking afford $9 course or even $100 course, learn on YouTube. Literally, that's all you need to build a business. And if you want to invest money on something greater, like a mastermind or whatever, by all means do it. But don't fucking pay tuition. Like, we're in 2022. Don't need to do that shit.
I will never, ever, 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 ever understand the job search. I can't do it anymore. Yesterday, I applied to some jobs, and jobs that I'm overly qualified for, immediate rejection to work at a grocery store. Excuse me? There was another position working for a healthcare company and I got an immediate rejection. So of course I call, I wanna ask, and she said that they posted the posting 8 days ago and they have already narrowed it down to their two final candidates. She said, but let me call them and I will give you a call back. Did she call back? No. But I tell her, you know, what my degree is in, and she's like, oh, there's this position that it just got posted. It sounds like you would be a good fit for it. I apply, of course. Immediate rejection. What is happening? I don't understand. If you are just going to reject people or you already have your final two candidates, take the posting down. Like, take the posting down. Why is it still up? Because I am wasting my time to apply for a job that I'm just gonna get an immediate rejection from. And I honestly, like, it's annoying to me. I spend hours and hours and hours applying for jobs only to get rejections. And I literally can't do it anymore. Like, applying for jobs is a job within itself. Like, can you please pay me? Because I'm spending hours applying for a job. Like, I need to get paid. The job market is not good. And if you have a job, please don't quit your job. Unless you, like, have a lot of money saved up. But even then, if you have a job, count yourself blessed and lucky. Because it's hard out there. It is so, so rough.
Apply for internships, they said. You know what they didn't say? That even if you apply for over 100 on time, you'll still get rejected by like all of them. If you want a marketing internship, good luck.
Bro, I truly think there's no point of going to college at this point. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. You could either go to trade school or you could really dead ass in the time that we live in with social media, make a business off online and make hella fucking money, yo. If you want to go get the experience, get your degree, that's your business. That's up to you. Cool. But I'm telling you, I could really picture in another 10 to 20 years now, like, college is going to be super fucking pointless. Like, I'm seeing kids who are 15, 16, not even in fucking college, yo, making 100K, 50K, 30K. Like, it's crazy. And I'm telling you, I'm really starting to see college is going to be just a pointless thing to do. It's like, okay, you know what, fuck it. We're just going to go have fun, turn up. Or if you want to be a doctor, lawyer, cool, that, whatever, you know, that's your business, whatever the case may be. Overall, though, I'm telling you, bro, another 20, 30 years, I could really see the college, like, rate going lower and lower and lower, especially the way time is turning. People go to college, don't even get a goddamn job when they get out. This shit be crazy. Like, they can't even find a job or get a job. But let me know what y'all think down below. Let me know if I'm tripping or not. Let me know.
Teachers aren't teaching. Teachers aren't teaching students. They're telling them to go home, watch videos, read the textbook, take notes, and then study the whole class. And then they're telling them to come back the next day and take a bunch of quizzes and tests. The only way you can succeed as a student is if you know how to study. And if you don't know how to study, sorry, but you're gonna do bad in school and then you're gonna get a bad job, and that's just sad. So let me show you how before it's too late.
Whenever you have a test or an exam, you're gonna download your content and then you're gonna upload it onto this website. It's going to give you a whole summarized version of the note. If you're confused about anything, you can ask the AI anything you're confused on. And you can even make it into a podcast if you need. Not only that, but there's also flashcards.
I just want to come on here and tell all of you guys that are struggling and that don't have a job right now, or a real job. Maybe you just graduated, you just got your bachelor's degree, and you're like, okay, I have this piece of paper with my name on it, and I still can't even get a job that's like 60 grand a year, 50 grand a year. You need to understand that you are not the only person in this situation. It's a common trend for Gen Z to be in this position. The economy is a little bit screwed at the moment. I don't particularly think it has anything to do with the president, like the past five presidents. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I just think our economy as a whole is just being like thrusted by the big Donkey Kong cock of capitalism, essentially. It's just an inevitable trend for the market to be at a fucked position right now, and that's what it is. And I don't think any sort of political candidate is going to change that for you. It doesn't matter about Mondami in New York making free transportations and rent, whatever the hell he's trying to do. Doesn't matter what Trump's doing. I don't think Trump or Mondami is going to have an effect on if you make any more money or not. I'm telling you that right now. Let me try to explain this philosophy or mindset, however you want to call it. If you completely remove any of these, I'll use excuses, that you're not making the amount of money that you should be because maybe you're a college graduate and you think you should be making more than 50 or 60 grand a year right now, right out of college. Like, I'll hear people from my parents' generation say, oh, 50 grand a year right out of college, that's a great job. That's completely normal and that's a secure job to start your career. And I understand it's completely dependent from person to person. Like, someone's situation might not nearly cost more money than 50 grand a year. Maybe you want to live with a bunch of friends in a house or something, and you're splitting rent, and it's maybe like $700 for rent, something like that. But if you just graduated college and you want to live in a big city like New York, LA, Miami, Atlanta, even San Diego, or even Baltimore or DC. DC is actually extremely expensive. That's probably a bad example. Right out of college, you are going to need to be making at least 100 grand a year if you want to live in one of those cities and actually enjoy yourself, like see what the city has to offer and not just be completely stressed the whole time. And again, it is completely dependent on someone's personal lifestyle, their situation, what their job actually. If you just graduated medical school and you're working at a nice hospital in New York, like I know a lot of girls that are nurses right now, or they're in nursing school and they're working incredibly long shifts, overnight shifts, and they're making a lot of money though. But that is different from maybe you're a desk jockey and maybe you have the same thing to do every single day and it's monotonous and you pretty much aren't, you kind of feel alienated a little bit more.
Job market is so bad. Y'all tell me why I just applied to be a special agent for the FBI, because at this point, it is what it is.
Guys, I need help. The people I'm currently nannying for, which is my main source of income, they don't need me starting the end of September. And so I'm looking for a job. I've applied to a ton of different jobs and I've had no luck whatsoever. So let me know if you guys know any jobs at hiring around Utah County area, or if your job is hiring, that would be literally so appreciated. And if you don't want to comment what you, like, who you work for, you can just DM me on my Instagram. But thank you so much. Bye.
The company I've been with for the past 2 years did a round of layoffs today, and I lost my job. I'm letting myself be sad a little bit today, but then we're going to make unemployment my bitch. Anyways, come and spend my first day of unemployment with me.
Love you.
Hi, baby. Such a good walker, baby.
I'm heading out to Chicago tonight for my best friend's bridal shower. I was planning on packing a lot earlier, but obviously we got other news today, so I need to pack right now. I literally have to leave in an hour.
Packed and ready to go.
I just start to get really sad again about losing my job. It's so weird. The emotions just come in waves. So I'm like, oh, everything's fine. Everything happens for a reason. I've been like, fuck, I actually really liked what I did. I'm sure this is very normal. And if you've ever experienced something like this, let me know, because it's such a weird feeling. I can't even put it into words. I'm really excited to get going to Chicago and celebrate Cassie. I literally can't believe she's getting married. It's gonna be such a fun weekend.
Full crush out happening now.
Just started crying again.
Operation find a bar.
Yep.
Thank you. Can't make this up. We landed at 11:20 and it is 2:05 and I just got off the airplane. Fingers crossed, tomorrow is a much better day.
Guys, I'm gonna be the one to say it first. I know some men don't like saying this, but uni was mad pointless. University was mad pointless. University was useless, furthermore. I graduated in 2023. It's now 2025, heading into 2026, and I've still not utilized my degree once. I've worked 3 or 4 jobs since then, and I've not utilized my degree once. And I've had it on show, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Indeed, I'm passing my CV to everybody. Bearing in mind, I've got a first, by the way. I've got a first in accounting and finance. And man are telling me what? Come on. Uni is useless, man. And 3 years for a piece of paper. I'm a grown-ass man. I'll regret my decision and stand on it. Fair enough. I made the mistake of going to university, but alhamdulillah, I made my parents proud. I made my parents proud. That's one thing I won't regret. I made my parents proud by going to university. And cool, does that equal the debt that I put myself in? The interest? The riba that I put myself in? No. So I still regret it. However, I done it for the parents. So fair enough. But uni is useless. Don't put your children into uni. Don't go to university. If you've just done your A-levels and you're thinking to go to university, let this video be the reason you don't. You're going to go. You're going to do business management. You're going to go do something for 3 years. You're going to be 21 after it. You're going to be looking for a job. You're going to be looking at your friend Abdi. Abdi's going to be making 40K full-time TikToker. And you're sat there, just finished 3 years of uni, 27K in debt. And that's without talking about maintenance loan if you move out. You've got bare debt. Bare debt. No job. No support. Nothing. They don't help you after uni. You just get chucked out. Go. Find a job with that degree. Go. And then they all look at each other. You've got all your professors and doctors looking at each other saying, alhamdulillah, we scammed another one. We scammed another one, guys. That's 40K debt in the bag. That's another Abdi gone. Uni's mad useless, and I'll be the one to say it. Yeah, the unis can come fight me, unis. I'll take you all on. One man versus 100 unis. Talking about unis. So I see people talking about uni. Oh, uni's such a good experience. But go get that experience elsewhere, man. Man just go uni to be social butterflies. Guys are just going from a com to a com. And you're not thinking about the real reason you're there. A certificate that's under your bed now. A certificate that's under your bed. All their motives in the accommodation are gone. All you've got now to show for it is the certificate under your bed. What's it done for you? It's done nothing for me. The certificate has done nothing for me. It's a touchy subject for me. So what? I mean, like 40K debt for what now? Who's going to pay that? Me. Who's going to pay that debt? Me. Got no job from uni. I kept myself in uni. And now I'm just hating. The video cut out, but all jokes aside, if you man want to go uni, go uni, bro. It's a good experience. If you're a bit more pragmatic and outside than me, you might enjoy it more.
But yeah, man, uni's 50-50, innit? For me, it's useless. For you, you might like it. So don't let this video be a decider. I'm only trolling. But yeah, Estigan Global, peace.
I've officially been unemployed for 1 year and 4 months now. And I did not think it was going to be this difficult to get a job post-grad. And I feel like every single day, my chances of getting a job seem to get lower and lower. Because I feel like I graduated so long ago. And even internships where I'm supposed to be gaining my experience require you to either still be in school or recently graduated. But over 1 year ago is definitely not recently. And even entry-level positions require you to have like 3+ years of experience. So I don't really know what to do.
I might have got laid off, but one thing about me is I'm not about to lose my damn home, girl. We're on day. Week 2 with DoorDashing. I'm going to do night shift Amazon work if I have to. I'll do whatever it takes. I'm not losing my home in this economy, honey. You got me fucked up.
Getting fired or laid off while still having to pay bills is an experience. A grown-ass experience. And don't let you not have no money saved up. Now you scrambling, scraping for shit. You applying for unemployment, putting in 500 applications a day, signing up for DoorDash, signing up for Instacart. Life get real. And trust me, I know firsthand, because that was me 2 years ago getting laid off, trying to figure out what I'm about to do next. It was hell on earth. Sometimes you don't think about when you get all these bills that your income could just stop at one point. It could just stop. You come to work Monday morning, happy as hell, everything going good. Weekend was good, everything was perfect. And then you see that 30-minute meeting with HR and your boss. Oh, my fucking God. You get in the meeting, they start talking about, yeah, we're restructuring our core values of the company, and your job has been affected. God damn it. Hey, just know if you got to deal with it, it's going to be all right. Life keep on going. You're going to end up a better person after it. I know I did.
As somebody who's in college, like, I'm literally about to walk into class right now in 10 minutes. If you don't have a full ride scholarship, you should not be here. Because when I tell you this shit is the biggest waste of time ever, I'm not lying. And if you're paying for it, that makes it even worse. You know, you gotta think about it. You're not paying for the education itself when it comes to college. You're paying for that little piece of paper you get after 4 years. I mean, anybody can pull up to any lecture and learn whatever they want. It's all about whether they want to or not. At the end of the day, you can learn the same amount as you did in college and 10 times more if you take that 4 years and use it to learn yourself as opposed to going to college and going to class. So to anybody out there who's thinking, should I go to college or should I take that risk with entrepreneurship? Take that fucking risk.
So 60% of last year's college graduates have still not landed an entry-level role. And I get a lot of flack for this, but I graduated in 2008, and it was hard to graduate at that time and find a job. But what you could do, at least at the time, was find a bullshit job, a job that paid you very little, or you worked on tips. A job that you could just find on Craigslist, and you would send your resume, or you wouldn't even send a resume, and you would just email an AOL or Hotmail account and meet up with the person, have a conversation, and if you have some personality, be able to convince them to give you a job. The problem now is that even bullshit jobs are hard to find. Very hard to find. Not only that, it's like they've made bullshit jobs very hard to apply for. Like, you have to fill out this crazy application for minimum wage. And, you know, you hear about people all the time on this app that are applying to food service jobs. They're college graduates. They're applying for food service. And they're not even getting a call. They're applying to minimum wage call centers, and they're not getting a call back. So
I'm one of the over 300,000 black women who've been let go from the workforce. I am now a statistic. And it hurts. It hurts to know that after all the degrees, I have two, the experience, the dedication, the good work, none of it made me safe. I've been spending my life savings just to survive, paying bills late, stretching groceries, trying to maintain the life I had before this, but it's draining, it's humiliating, and most of all, it's lonely. People always talk about how the workforce treats you like you're replaceable, but to truly experience it, that's a whole different level of pain. To give so much of yourself, your time, and energy, just to be tossed away like you're nothing, it eats at you. It eats at you until you start to question if you ever really mattered in the first place. In my mental health, it's been rough. Not having stability, not knowing what's next. It messes with your head. I wake up anxious. I go to bed overthinking. Some days I can't even focus, and other days I feel numb. It feels like I'm watching my life slowly fall apart in slow motion. You already know, this is not the economy you want to be jobless in. Prices are sky high, rent keeps climbing, grocery costs are double what they used to, and the jobs that are out there, half of them pay less than what it costs just to survive. It's like the system is designed to break you, right? And for Black women, it's even worse. We're being laid off at higher rates than anyone else after being told for years that we had to work twice as hard just to be seen. It's like no matter what we build, we're always the first on the chopping block. And somehow, we're still expected to smile, pray, and stay strong. But I'm tired. I'm fucking angry. And I'm done pretending that I'm okay. So yeah, I'm one of them. One of the over 300,000 Black women that have been laid off. Tired, angry, trying to survive in a world that keeps moving like nothing happened. And this is what it is.
Unemployment got you feeling low. I know, I've been there. I've been unemployed for 2 years. I have an associate's in science, a bachelor's in communication and technology, and a master's in business. And I am unemployed. And did I mention that I stay with my parents because I'm almost 30 and I have a child? Yeah. So I just gave myself a doctorate in unemployment. And I am qualified to tell you these next things. Here are three things you're going to do to help you combat your negative feelings through unemployment. First things first, you are going to pray. This is a religious page, but if you are not religious, instead of pray, you're going to meditate. And the reason you're going to pray is because prayer is going to give you direction. You need to pray so you can get closer to the source. The source of where your help is going to come from is going to come from prayer. So you need to get still and you need to get quiet, and you might want to do it fast. God grants us the peace that surpasses all understanding when we go to Him. So you might want to run. If you want a little bit of peace where your mind can just be quiet and quiet down all the nonsense that you're probably telling yourself in this unemployment, go to God quickly. Second, you're going to get yourself a routine. You may be unemployed, but you are busy. You wake up, you have yoga at 8. Then after that, you have to make yourself breakfast. Then after that, you're going to learn a new skill. Then after that, you're going to apply to jobs for only an hour. Then after that, you're going to go take a random class that's free in the park somewhere. I don't know, but you are going to be busy. Because I'm telling you right now, those four walls of your house, they're going to be there, babe. They're not going to change, but you have to. This is the time that you need to change. So you're going to get up. You're going to get out and you're going to go be busy. And number three, you're going to work out every single day. And you don't need a gym to work out. Outdoors works just fine. You're going to get your body up, move it around, and care about yourself. Drink all the water that you're supposed to. Eat the foods from the produce. This is your time to refocus your mind, your body, and your spirit. This is a bonus tip. You're going to take moments out of your day to stop thinking about this as a bad thing. you are going to begin to program your mind to think that this is not a stop, but a reset. This is your time to reset your mind, reset your body to be the best version ever, so that when you get your job, you're only elevating from what you said. Look good, feel good, and everything will be good, babe. You got this. I'm cheering for you.